This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. President-elect Joe Biden has given his first speech since being projected the winner over President Donald Trump following a tough campaign. Speaking at a socially distanced drive-in rally in his hometown of Wilmington, Delaware, the president-elect said he was humbled by the trust and confidence that people have placed in him.
I pledge to be a president who seeks not to divide, but unify. Who doesn't see red states and blue states, only sees the United States.
Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, the first African-American and Asian woman elected vice president, told the crowd that Biden will lead Americans with compassion, whether they voted for him or not.
A leader the world will respect and our children will look up to. A commander-in-chief who will respect our troops and keep our country safe. And a president for all Americans.
Biden appealed to Trump voters and said it's time to put away harsh rhetoric, lower the temperature, and see one another again. As Joe Biden claims the title of president-elect, President Trump is refusing to concede, AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The president was at his Virginia golf club when the race was called for Biden and returned to a changed nation's capital, his motorcade greeted with middle fingers and profanities as people celebrated in the streets. Hours later, he signaled a potentially turbulent transfer of power, issuing a combative statement saying his campaign will take unspecified legal actions, and later a tweet in all caps, "I won the election," which Twitter immediately flagged as misleading. He's been claiming with no evidence that there was electoral fraud and that Biden's trying to seize power. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is VOA News. Ethiopian lawmakers voted Saturday to replace the current government of the federal state of Tigray after the army launched airstrikes to destroy military assets in the region in a worsening internal conflict. Fears are mounting over the prospect of civil war after Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed sent federal troops and aircraft into the region, with which Addis Ababa has been embroiled in a bitter feud. 3 days after he announced a military operation against the state's ruling Tigray People's Liberation Front, lawmakers voted to abolish the state government. Despite growing international alarm, Abiy has vowed there will be more airstrikes on Tigray, defending his move toward conflict as a limited operation necessary to restore law and order in the region. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan told Russian leader Vladimir Putin on Saturday that Armenia must be convinced to negotiate in the Nagorno-Karabakh conflict with Azerbaijan. In a statement, the Turkish presidency said Erdogan told Putin that Armenia must withdraw from Azeri lands it is occupying and stated the Armenian leadership must be convinced to sit down at the negotiating table. At least 1,000 people have died in nearly 6 weeks of fighting in and around Nagorno-Karabakh, a mountainous enclave internationally recognized as part of Azerbaijan, but populated and controlled by ethnic Armenians. More communities across the United States are imposing new restrictions as hospitals fill up with coronavirus cases. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The mayor of Denver, Colorado, doesn't want to call it a curfew, but is asking residents to stay home between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. for a month. He's hoping that will slow the spread of coronavirus cases, which could overwhelm area hospitals by the end of the year. Illinois' governor says a stay-at-home order is possible if the infection rate doesn't slow down, with more than 10,000 new cases a day. Governor J.B. Pritzker reported he was at a meeting with someone infected, and now he's in self-isolation. 5,400 new cases were just reported in Kansas. The state health director says county commissioners should have required masks and limited crowded events. Meanwhile, a judge in Texas has upheld an order in El Paso County that non-essential businesses close for 2 weeks, but the attorney general is planning an appeal. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Tropical Depression Eta is expected to strengthen as it moves toward the Bahamas, the Cayman Islands, and Florida. Eta slammed into Central America as a Category 4 hurricane this week with flooding and landslides that killed scores of people. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.